Totally Hockey at the 2019 IIHF Ice Hockey World Championship, Day 16, the semi-finals. And hello, everybody. Welcome to Totally Hockey. What a packed studio we have today. Andy Potts is joining us.
Hello.
Hi, Andy. Also, for the first time in this championship, Story Sis is joining us.
Hello.
Fresh out of doing the IIHF social media digital content and generally player interaction.
Yes, general player interaction.
And
that's
I'm
a good way to put it.
I'm very excited to be also joined by Petteri Hietanen, straight out of Finland.
Yeah, that's right.
Your duties with Finland involve Petteri.
I'm the media officer for the team, so there's different kind of things, but basically the interaction between the players and the media, our social media content as well.
Where did you watch the Russia game from?
At the TV compounds, basically, where our staff is watching the game from.
Right. Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us, because preparation's underway for another big day, an even bigger day for Finland on Sunday. Let's just check then on the two scores in Saturday's semifinals. It ain't over until it's over. Finish through to the final after Marco's goal gives them a 1-0 win over Russia. Meeting them there are Canada, 5-1 winners over the Czech Republic. Stone got them rolling. Nurse helped put it to bed while the Czechs couldn't buy a goal. Remember, you can check out highlights of the final day's action and much more on the IIHF app, and there's goals as they go in across the IIHF social channels, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. All right then, let's break down those two semi-finals, starting with Finland's extraordinary performance, stopping the unstoppable Red Machine.
Ovechkin back the other way with Kaprizov. Ovechkin pulls it and shoots, and a glove save made by Lankinen.
Ovechkin. Обыграл. Обыграл уже защитника, но...
Tässä tulee Ovechkinia parhaimmillaan. Ja ilmiömäinen Lankisen pelastus. Ja poikittaisyöt. Ilmiömäinen Lankisen torjunta.
Harju shoots, that was blocked in front, rebound, score! Antila, the captain, has struck again, and the Finns have the lead!
He тоже справляется со своей задачей, но теряем шеф при выходе из зоны. Еще бросок, и Финны забивают. И это Марко Антила, 1-0, сборная Финляндии выходит вперед.
Got a stick on it. That's fired wide by Dadanov. Loose puck in front. Kucherov reaching for it. And the Finns have done it. They've knocked off the Russians.
On tulossa jättiläismäinen paukku. Ellei mene nyt. Ei mene. Ilmiömäinen temppu. Suomi tekee yhden kaikkien aikojen.
Let's hear from goal-scoring captain Marco Anttila and first, Toni Rajala.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome feeling right now. When I joined this team before the tournament, I don't know if I even my wildest dream was thinking about this, like we can be in the finals. But when I was with the team in the start of the camps and stuff like that, you really saw like that's one hell of a team, and we played tonight also again like one team. Everybody's giving everything out there, and we play as a team, battle harder than them, and really nice team win. We were just saying it before the game, like let's just go out there and let's just play, let's give everything out there. We have two more games this season, and that's what happened. We give everything out there, and that's the result. We're gonna play like today and against Sweden, play together, then we'll see if that's enough for the cold or not, but we're gonna enjoy this little moment today and then focus tomorrow, and yeah, it's gonna be an awesome day.
The look on your face when the goal went in, can you try and tell us what you were thinking?
Not much. I just want to scream, and of course it was a lot of game left, and we have to focus hard after that too. But it feels good always to core.
It was a mentally tough game. It was a physically tough game, but you played it perfectly as a team. Have you had many better performances than that?
I think the whole tournament has been good so far, and we have improved our game all the time, and we have to go up a little bit for to take a win tomorrow.
People keep underestimating you.
Yeah, but that's not our problem.
Wow, there's some great quotes from the Finns there. You were down in the mix zone, kind of grabbing the players as they went by story. The Finns, they're an extraordinary bunch. They think, no?
They absolutely do. And the kind of the idea behind all of the Finns and doing interviews with the Finns is that if you get more than three words out of them, you've done really, really well for the day. And in the mix zone today, they were just overwhelmed and so happy. And there were far more than three words being said to every person. And it was just so nice to see such a smile on their faces and that excitement. And I think one of the things that has carried them through the tournament and that team is just their connection, their teamwork. They really do feel like they're a family, and that comes through in their play and off the ice as well.
Petri, you couldn't get them out of the mix zone pretty much. One of the most in demand was Kevin Lankinen, who's watching that game there. It feels bizarre that he's not a regular starter at a really top side.
Oh, yeah, he played a phenomenal game today. And like, he's been really good for the whole tournament. He's improved game by game. You know, you can see that he's gained some confidence. You know, he hasn't been playing that much during the season. So maybe coming in. It was a good thing, too, that he got into the European Hockey Tour tournament just before the tournament. So he got some games and get to know the guys and the defense playing in front of him. So you can really see that he's really confident at the moment. But, you know, like you said, maybe next year, you know.
Because the way that your team has prepared for this has been very different to the other sides who kind of flown people in at the last minute. How long has Team Finland been together, Petri?
Oh, what is it now? Probably most of the guys or some of the guys that's been there from the start, it's probably coming in 8 weeks now. So it's been a long time. And that's probably one of the strengths of the team as well. We knew pretty early on that we will not be getting a lot of the NHL players because a lot of them are in their contract year this year. So we knew that, and it's been like an ongoing process since the first week of the tournaments that we started before the World Championships.
Yeah, it's been an extraordinary result, though, as Sweden in the quarterfinal and now Russia. Andy, they're both Big Six nations. But when you look at the composition, as Petri was just mentioning there, of the Finnish team compared to this pretty much Olympic-caliber lineup that Russia was bringing, no active NHL players in the Finland side.
Yeah, I mean, the Russian roster on paper should have had a fairly straightforward run to the final. I think most people had made them favourites to win it all here. But what Finland did, which I don't think other teams have done to Russia, is really clamp down on their offence. We've talked all through this tournament about Gusev and Kucherov and that kind of almost supernatural understanding they have of each other's game. Today, they look like two very good players who just happen to be on the same team. And that was due to the Finns working so hard, cutting off the space in centre ice and in the Finnish zone, and making it very, very hard for Russia to get shots on goal. There were suggestions after the game that Russia was trying to be too complicated, was trying to score highlight reel goals and not just focus on getting pucks to the net. Ilya Vorobyov, the Russian head coach, afterwards said, particularly at the end, he wanted to see more shots. And when they went to 6-on-5, when they pulled the goalie, that didn't quite happen. But again, a lot of credit has to go to Finland for that. This is a team that no one really expected much from, a collection of young players who, in a few seasons' time, we might well be seeing breaking into the NHL, making a real name for themselves coming out of this tournament, and some older, more experienced players who've got a lot of years in the KHL and the big European leagues, but maybe haven't hit particular heights in the past. I mean, one stat that struck me, the Russian team had 718 World Championship appearances going into today's game. The Finnish players had 290. That's a huge gulf in experience. And the Finnish teamwork managed to overcome that.
Mm. Well, here's another stat. This one's from Gord Miller. The Russian side had 212 NHL goals from the past season in their roster. The Finnish team had none, but you had the one tonight, which was the important thing. It was amazing to watch Finland play, Petri, because it seems to be such an adaptive team. Whatever happens, they're always ready with an answer immediately. There's always a man free, ready to resolve whatever the situation is.
Yeah, and I think even that's true. Like, they're really adaptive, but I think it's even more than that. Than even if some things doesn't go inside the game as it's planned, they're not like reacting to that too much. Like, they're sticking to the game plan and they're just playing their own game no matter what happens. And at the end, that's just like happened between against Sweden. Like, we were down by 2 goals, but they just kept playing their own game. They didn't like change things or you know, try to do something different. They just believed in their game and kept going.
How much does it mean, the fact that that was against Russia?
You know, it's, of course, it's huge. Just like Sweden, you know, I think that's just one of the things that gave those guys the extra boost in both of these playoff games, you know, against Sweden, against Russia. You don't need that extra, you know, anything extra to get pumped up for those games. You know, it's always the neighbors that get you, you know, riled up.
Story, did you try interviewing Antilla?
No, I didn't.
Because his arm's about the same length as you are. He's extraordinary. Just watching him play, I mean, just makes you think, why doesn't everybody have incredibly... He's, what, 6'8" in English terms, but I think, what, how much would he be in metres?
203 centimetres.
Extraordinary. And then add a very long stick on the end of that, and there's nothing that guy can't get to. What a moment. I mean, he'd been decisive in the quarterfinal, and then he scores. He's the man who finally gets past Vasilevskiy here.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And I think inside the arena, you know, you could almost hear a pin drop. Everyone, for fans from both sides of, you know, the teams that were playing, Russia fans are typically crazy and super loud. And every game that we've seen up until this point has been deafening in the arena. Fans are just chanting, and it's hard to actually hear even the play. Like, you're trying to play back what's happening and you're trying to hear what's going on the ice and you can't hear anything. And also being from Canada and seeing NHL games, it's a stark contrast when you get Russian fans and you get Czech fans and you get Finnish fans. And I was honestly expecting to be deaf by the end of that game, but it was so intense up until that moment, that goal, that you could literally hear a pin drop if you needed to, or a puck drop, for example.
The Russian fans just went silent. And that last 9 minutes of game time, what, so tense. I imagine for you, Petri, how was it? I mean, time...
Oh, it was a nail biter. I mean, it was just, you know, you were just kind of like watching the game and seeing what happens.
Yeah. How many years have you been with Team Finland?
I was actually, the first time I was with the team was 2011 here in Bratislava. So,
and that
good memories from that tournament.
Yeah, when Finland won the gold, and that was the last gold medal that you won.
Yeah, yeah.
You reached the final in 2016, where you were beaten by Canada. We'll maybe talk more about what the prospects are this time around in a second. But Andy, second straight year that Russia potentially going home without a medal, and the post-mortems won't be long in following. What do you think the reasons they'll arrive at will be?
Well, the post-mortems have already started. There were polls on the internet as soon as the hooter went about whether Farabyov should keep his job, which feels a bit premature. I mean, there's still a bronze medal to play for tomorrow. I think there will be question marks over the coaching. I mean, Farabyov was in charge last year when they didn't make it to the final four. He had a roster here that everyone expected to be going to the final. Everyone really expected to be bringing home gold. And it's not come off. There'll be questions about whether he got the best out of Ovechkin and Kuznetsov, the Washington Capitals pair who are so dangerous. And also, I think there'll be questions about why it is that, particularly against Finland, Russia seemed to keep doing this. This is it maybe the fifth time in 12 years that Finland have beaten Russia in a knockout game, including the Olympics in Sochi, which was a particularly painful loss for Russian fans. And there's been talk among Russian journalists about Finland's willingness to bring young players in. There's been lots of talk about Kapo Kako, and you rarely see a teenager turn up in a Russian jersey at a major tournament. Now, whether that's because the Russians like to develop their players a bit more slowly, or whether that's because they don't feel they're ready, or whether it's a reliance on reputation rather than perhaps form. These are the kind of things that I'm sure will be getting discussed a lot in the Russian media over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Meantime, things are certainly working at Team Finland then, because this is going to be Finland's third gold medal game of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Under 20s and women's and now men's.
Women's, of course, had a controversial finish, but we'll see what the prospects are against Canada, because that's the other semi-final we need to discuss. Canada beating the Czech Republic 5-1. We'll have a bang on that after this.
You're listening to the Totally Ice Hockey Show with James Richardson.
Saturday night then in Bratislava, the second semi-final, and this was anything but close.
Stone winds his way through center, threads that pass ahead for Stetcher. Troy Stetcher in, centering pass, score! Couturier hooks that back for Darnell Nurse, winding in. Nurse drops it off for Couturier. Sharp angle shot. Bartoszak makes the save. A center pass score! Darnell Nurse banks it in, and 10 seconds into the second period, Canada has taken a 2-0 lead. Zahorna works right in. Pad saved by Murray. What a stop by Matt Murray on Zahorna. Henrique falls, but drops it off. Shabbat winds in all alone. Shabbat shoots, scores. Thomas Shabbat goes shelf. Now Zahorna works in, shoots, scores.
As he can't clear it, Zahorna beats Matt Murray. The shutout's gone.
And a rematch of the opening game of the tournament. It'll be Canada and Finland for the gold on Sunday night here in Bratislava. Canada wins it by a final score of 5-1.
No shutout then for Matt Murray. Not that that seemed much consolation to Czech captain Jakub Voracek.
I think we skated pretty well all tournament. I think we had a lot of chances today, unfortunately. You know, every time they had a chance, they scored. So it's been a tough semis. We have to regroup and play good tomorrow. We have a short recover, so we have to make sure there's a medal. Well, obviously, you know, you want to win that. We haven't had a medal in 7 years. So the fans have been amazing so far. We just got to make sure we recover and get ready for tomorrow. That's all we can do right now.
Meanwhile, here's some happy Canadians. Pierre Dubois, Darnell Nurse, and Matt Murray.
Even though the score was 5-1, it didn't look like a 5-1 game. I think they played really well, you know, but we made a lot of nice plays to finish. You know, we scored the 5 goals, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
It's always nice to add to the offense for the boys, and you know, with that said, the defending's got to keep going. We got one more good game, and as a team, we defended really well, and as a defensive core as well. So we gotta continue that. It's gonna be a good challenge for us tomorrow. It was important for us to get off to a good start, and we found a way to get off to a good start, get a couple goals early on in the period, and they came at us very hard, especially at the end of the first period there, and we knew we needed to put a few in the back of the net.
You know, we didn't turn pucks over, which is good. They're a dangerous team, so if you turn pucks over, they're gonna make you pay for it. So that's a huge part of our game, and I thought we did a good job of that today. You know, I think both teams played really well tonight. It was two good teams going at it out there, and we were fortunate to come out on top.
Mark Stone, once again, absolutely huge. The decisive figure in the quarterfinal. And how big a role did he play in this, Andy?
He's a big player. He's one of the experienced guys. He's a go-to player. And that's what's been carrying Canada through this tournament. They've got a very strong spine of experienced players who keep turning up with the big goals. Stone in particular, that late goal against Slovakia, the overtime winner last time, the opening goal tonight. And that's what keeps Canada rolling forward. They've improved steadily throughout the tournament. The opening game, they lost against Finland. Now they've got a chance to avenge that in the final. And this looks like a very strong team, and it should make for a very good final.
How happy were you with their performance as a Canadian story?
I'm full-on neutral.
Oh, really?
Yeah, completely, okay. Completely neutral. I think Canada was Canada. You know, once they got to they don't ever intentionally run up the score. That would be one thing that I would say about them. Once they got to that third goal, I think they sort of backed off a little bit, took their time, and started to actually just kind of, you know, we're going to play our game, and we're going to play well, and we're going to play carefully.
Right. It was hard not to run up the score against that Czech defending. Mark Stone, though, scores that opening goal when he kind of steals that cross-crease pass, and then there was another great moment where he was coming in to start a shift, and just the first thing he did was nick the puck off for one of the Czechs, and then puck gets returned, but he poke checks it again, and then that behind the back pass he did, which didn't turn into goal, he was just all over the place.
Yeah, he definitely gets flashy when he wants to be. There have been some really amazing plays, amazing goals from Canada, and they're just going back to a little bit about Russia and trying to score these highlight reel goals. I don't think Canada necessarily tries to score highlight reel goals. They're just the highlight reel players that you want to see. From a digital content perspective, we've had just a heyday being able to publish all of these Canada goals because they're beautiful. That Mantha goal through the legs has been unbelievable. And
The Dubois, which I think was the 3-0 when it's passed behind the net and then back out for him.
Yeah, the Dubois goal, great setup. And yeah, another great goal for Canada.
It was so easy. They even got a passing tourist to score a goal.
Yeah.
Kyle Turris.
It just, you know, like, it's kind of disappointing to an end, too, when you know that it's so easy for them. You know, it did. I mean, I think the Czechs had a really hard time in this game. They They looked tired. They just kind of had some wind taken out of their sails a little bit. And I don't think Canada necessarily walked into this game saying, oh, yeah, we're going to win it. I think they show up. Whereas, you know, there's other teams that in other games show up to a game and say, oh, yeah, you know, well, we're this team playing this team. And so we're going to win it no matter what, we know. And you can kind of mail it in a little bit. But I don't think Canada does that ever.
All right. Well, let's get a word on the beaten semifinalists, the Czech Republic now, who are, of course, heading into that match with Russia for the bronze medal. We're joined now by Darina Vymetelíková from Czech National Television. That was a disappointing performance from your team.
Yeah, I think Canada play more modern hockey than we. It reminds me hockey that we were playing, we used to play in the 90s and 2000 and 2001 when we won these three world championships in a row. We were not back-checking. We were not very effective in offense, so I didn't like the performance. But I think they can do better.
Okay, well, they have a chance on Sunday in the bronze medal game. It would be the first medal that the Czech Republic's won since 2012, no? How do you fancy your chances against Russia?
I would rather play Canada in the, or Finland, maybe, because I'm a little bit scared of Russia, because we play... let's say similar hockey. We like more combination than simple game. We are not so fast like Finland, for example, but they are better in this hockey. Russia is better. I'm a little bit scared in consideration of tomorrow's game.
However it goes, though, it's still been an amazing tournament from the Czech Republic. There have been some fantastic games. Is there anyone who you were disappointed not to see more of in this semifinal with Canada? With Jakub Voracek, who's been such a leading figure until now?
Well, I didn't like, for example, the way how defense played, because I think they didn't stay around the gate, because some of the Canadian goals were so simple, so easy. And yeah, like I said before, the forwards didn't play simple. We have a lot of shots, but they were, you know, very visible. It wasn't the game that we used to play before. Mm. So I don't say any particular name, but I didn't like the, you know, team play. And of course, the goalies that were great during the tournament, they didn't help us. It wasn't their game, but they didn't help us very much.
All right. And unfortunately, you came up against a Matt Murray who was busy celebrating his birthday. Darina, better luck on Sunday then. And thank you very much for stopping by.
Okay, thank you.
So, Sunday night, gold medal. We heard earlier from Tony Raiola saying that when he joined up with Finland, there is no way he imagined getting to the gold medal game. What was your perception back when the team came together, Pedri?
Oh, it's been so, it was so long time ago. Can't even remember what I was thinking. But yeah, of course, you know, everybody was putting us down before the tournament. And it's understandable. I mean, a lot of the teams on paper are a lot stronger than our team. We have no NHL experience. We have a lot of players from our Finnish league. But at the same time, what hasn't been said in those reviews before the tournament, and I don't want to take any shots on anybody or any of the media or reporters or experts before the tournament, but the last three guys that we were kind of dropped from the team all signed an NHL deal right after. My guess would be that maybe another, let's say, 7 to 9 guys from this team will announce their NHL deals after the tournaments at some point during the summer.
And one of them may go top two.
Oh,
top one. Oh, even. Yeah.
Well, yeah. He should be going first or second.
How much of your job has been answering questions or directing questions about Kapokako?
A lot. And you know, like he's a young kid. He's an 18-year-old kid. So like his English is not that strong, and he's kind of a shy guy, you know, in front of the camera. So, but right from the start of the tournament, like he made it clear that he wants to kind of like do everything on his own. So like he did all the TV interviews in English. He just wanted to do it. But so a few times with the print media, I helped him out. You know, if there was some hard questions or something that he didn't understand. But, you know, he's been he's been exceptional on and off the ice. He wanted to, you know, show everybody that he can handle all that. And he's been handling everything great.
Mm. And on the ice. Both,
yeah, on the ice.
Extraordinary. Oh. Against Canada in that opening game when everyone had been talking about him, and suddenly he says, yeah, it's all real. And then, there was that hat trick against, who was that, against Slovakia, I think? And then the goal against Denmark, which was possibly even better than the one he put past Matt Murray in the opening game.
Yeah, they're all been beauties, but I mean, it's more than the goals too. Like he's even the game against Sweden, the last game, he didn't even get an assist, but he stopped that attack in the middle of the ice, what turned out to be a goal after that. And so like he's playing very good both ways, defense, offense. Like he's doing everything. He's protecting the puck like he's been around forever.
What have been your other great, beyond Kapokaku Fever, what have been your other great memories of the tournament so far for Finland? And it can be stuff off back at the hotel. I don't know. Do they mess around a lot?
It's just the whole group. Like they're just a big family. Like Story said before, like probably everybody can notice that. Like they're willing to put themselves behind. Like they're just like they're doing everything for the team. They have one goal and they're all working towards that. They're all just like, I don't know. It's great. It's just a great group of guys.
Straight after the buzzer went at the Andre Nepola Arena in the Canada-Czech game, I bumped into Tuomo Ruutu, who you may recall joining us earlier on in the Totally Hockey Show's coverage of the World Championship. Gold medalist last time Finland won the World Championship, which of course was here in Slovakia. Tuomo seemed in pretty jubilant mood. Tuomo, what a day.
Yeah, it was quite amazing for Finnish team.
That performance against Russia, I mean, you were here last time when you won gold, and that was the last gold medal that Finland won, knocking out Russia in the semifinals as well now. How proud were you of this performance, this team today?
I mean, it's their team, but, you know, it gave me chills just to watch the way they played. And obviously, they're smart, they defended so well, but most of all, I mean, even if you look at the last shift, you know, there were guys blocking shots, you know, swimming on the ice, like... I want to watch it again because, you know, it's just team effort and the desperation. It was inspiring.
Back in 2011, you had the huge open top bus tour and the 100,000, I think, on the streets. How much does it mean to your country getting to the final?
It's huge, obviously. You know, I've experienced it. And at the time when I was here, I didn't know how it's going to be back home. But then, you know, going back, I don't know if I've ever had that same feeling, and it was something amazing. And people back home, they just love hockey, and good for these guys. And tomorrow they should go get a win.
Absolutely. Well, a quick word then on the final. You're facing Canada, who pipped you to gold in 2016. But you started this tournament against them, and that went pretty well.
Yeah, that's true. Obviously, Finland was able to beat them in the first game, but I think this is going to be completely different because coming into the tournament, Finland's been, you know, having camps for three, four weeks, where Canada comes in and they play one exhibition game and they've been only training together for 1 week. So obviously, Ghana's going to be much better this time because they've been together now for a longer period of time, and obviously the game is much better like it was today compared to what it was in the beginning of the tournament.
So Tuomo says that this one's going to be different because Canada are much better now, which I think, Andy, is something you'd go along with.
Yeah, I think Canada has grown through this tournament. They've strengthened. We talked about how Finland arrived, having had several weeks together, that they were already knitting as a team. Canada kind of had to go through that process in the group phase, maybe had a bit of a false start. That opening game against Finland, I think, was a real wake-up call for them. I don't think they imagined it was going to be as hard as that. They've steadily gone about their business. They're by no means infallible. We saw the Swiss were within half a second of knocking them out. But the Canadian reaction to that was interesting. I spoke with Mark Stone after the game, and he was talking about preparing for the semi-final and saying, yeah, we'll get on the train, we'll relax. We'll probably have a bit of a laugh about how tight it was against Switzerland. And you think, you know, you're half a second away from going out of the tournament and now you're making jokes about it. That's not something I could imagine from Russia, for example. I don't
or
think...
Or Finland, possibly, as well.
I'll let Petri take that one.
Yeah, but that's again one of the things. Like these guys, they're not taking that seriously. You know, like of course it's serious and they want it bad. But like you said, they probably didn't believe at the start of the tournament that they will be here. So they're just enjoying the moment, you know, and they're just, you know, jumping the train, like just going with it.
Mm. So, although when they get on the ice, tremendous focus, tremendous concentration, very different styles. Would that be fair, Story, between the way the Finnish approach a game and or the way that they play the game and the way the Canadians, slightly more swashbuckling and less...
Completely. They couldn't be two, like from a personality perspective, they couldn't be two more different teams. Canada is this, and even on the bench today, you know, I'll be between the benches and trying to get some content, and it's just really easy to do it when Finland is on one side and, you know, and I need to get behind the bench to get a bench reaction shot or a bench clearing shot, you know, in the case of a win. But when I, you know, you watch Canada and they are so serious all the time. And I think that they almost need to kind of just shake it out a little bit and have a little bit of fun. They are just kind of lightning focused all the time, but also really serious. And they play, I mean, they're also all these NHL guys. So they play these games like they're playing NHL games, like they're in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, and they even, actually, there was an interesting remark that someone made to me today, and I had never really noticed this before. But when they all sit, this woman said to me beside me, she said, they all sit more rigid than Russians. And they do. And they sit, the Canadians on the bench, they sit almost upright completely or just slightly lean forward, but they are in the exact same position. And I don't know if that's just the Canadian style or the Canadian way or the, you know, maybe it's an NHL way. And then you look to the other side of the bench and you see Finland or you see whatever team and they're kind of relaxed and they're in a relaxed position and they're not just like all stiff. Anyway, it was a really interesting comment. And I looked over to my side and to my right side and I said, yeah, like they're all very, you can line them all up and see all of their numbers without having to jump over one or the other.
Nice. By the way, how was your bench clearing moment at the end of the Finland-Russia game?
I live for Finland's bench clearings. I literally, and our social media numbers live for them as well.
Okay.
It's funny about when you talked about that, like how the teams are at the bench, like one of our coaches said, because we have 18 players that are, you know, first timers at the tournament and a young team. So like at the start of the tournament, because they were all like so excited, that one of our coaches said that it was like back at the B juniors game when you had to tell them like, you know, sit down, like you don't have to be like leaning on the boards all the time. And brilliant. But they get so into it, you know. They're
like being on a school trip.
Yeah.
Andy, what's your call? Are Finland going to get a bench clearing moment at the end of Sunday night's game?
It's going to be tough. You've put me right on the spot there.
Well, don't give us a prediction, but tell us then, what do you think the key will be for Canada to get revenge this time?
I think it's a question of whether they can find a way through the Finnish defense. Russia couldn't do that with all of their star forwards. Can Canada watch what happened today, pick up from that and find a way past them?
And equally Canadian defending, which I know they only conceded one today, but there were a whole bunch of Czech chances. If Finland can score against Russia, how dangerous can they be against the Canadians?
They can certainly get goals against Canada. I mean, we've seen throughout the tournament some weaknesses in the Canadian defence. The Canadian PK didn't do much against Switzerland, allowing those two power play goals in that game. This is genuinely a game that could go either way. We've got two very resilient teams. We saw that particularly in the quarterfinals when both of them were down going into the last few minutes and pulled it round and won in overtime. They've been neck and neck throughout the group phase, and it should make for a really good way to wrap up the tournament. I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, and it could well go right down to the wire the way the Canadians play. A story.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be 60 complete minutes of intensity.
All right. Or maybe even more.
Or, you know what? The last 2 years have all gone into a shootout. So I am full on expect. I don't get a shootout.
But it can't be a shootout this time because they've tweaked the rules. And
that's true. Now it's just overtime. If I don't get overtime in the finals, I mean, I don't know if it's a world championship.
Like you, Story, we're completely neutral here at Totally Hockey. But Petri, if you could just finish off by saying your first season campaign with Finland was 2011. The World Championships was here in Slovakia. You won it.
Uskomattoman määrätietoisen esityksen jälkeen ja numerot näette taululla, ne ovat 6-1.
He went home. Tuomo was talking about this before, the emotion of the open top bus tour and all that. Yeah. What were the scenes like? What was the reaction of the Finnish people to that?
It was crazy. Like when we got back, it was like people everywhere, just on the side of the streets where we were taking the bus downtown and went for a big party. There was like 100,000 people.
Would this be even bigger this year?
Could be. At least the same, for sure.
Excellent. All right, well, listen, get a good night's rest and best of luck in the final on Sunday night. And thank you so much for being with us this evening on Hockey. No, it's been fabulous having you along. Story, thank you for being with us as well.
Thank you for having me.
And for providing such terrific content right the way through. And Addy Potts, with all your expertise, it's been great to have you shedding some light on what's going on, especially with those crazy Russians. Who then will be celebrating come Sunday night in Bratislava? Whoever it is, listener, rest assured that we'll be here post-game to review the action and also the World Championship as a whole, all our favourite bits, that kind of thing. I do hope you'll be joining us for that. Don't forget, in the meantime, if you've enjoyed the show, to rate and review it, share and subscribe as well, and download that IIHF app. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.
The Totally Ice Hockey Show is a Mighty Knees Media production in association with In Front.